Radio. This week on My Tunes, second one of the year, I thought we'd turn our attention to fitness, health, mind and body. And we're not talking about diets, we're talking about a complete way of life with somebody who pretty much has been at the heart of Pilates on the Isle of Man, well, for quite a while. Please welcome my very special guest, Mo Shering.
Thank you. Thank you for asking me.
Well, thank you for coming along. Born and raised in Douglas, how was it growing up as a youngster here?
Oh, it's lovely. Yes, I enjoyed it. We could go out and play in the street and wherever we wanted to play, you know, and it was really good. And then I, you know, yes, they sent me to a private school called the Collegiate, which tried to get me to be a little lady, but that failed because I wanted to go to the high school and play hockey, which I did.
So off you went to the high school. And was it there you got an interest in Pilates, or did that come later?
Oh, much later. I'm more interested in games than anything else.
We're going to come on to horses at some stage as well, because a riding school, and there's a story about a certain appearance, which I can't wait to hear about that. But take me through those early days growing up. The Sinatra connection, where did this come from?
Well, from the royalty, I went to watch it, and it was one of the big, the first time there was a big screen, and Sinatra came along the big screen singing Tender Trap.
Now, we're going to play that in a minute. So was he your first sort of heartthrob, so to speak?
He was my only crush in life, with apart from Red Rum.
Red Rum the horse?
Red Rum the horse. So it's Sinatra and Red Rum that were my crushes in life.
Now, here's a question. Did you ever meet either of them?
Yes, I did. Well, not Sinatra, but I did see him live.
Oh, where?
Which, right in the front seat, which was fantastic.
I bet.
And also, I did meet Red Rum, yes, as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sinatra, where was he in concert? Do you remember?
I think it was a Pavilion, but I'm not sure about that.
So Frank Sinatra, front row seat. But whereabouts did you meet Red Rum?
Well, he was opening something, and I just happened to be there, and my husband at that stage took a picture of us together, and it was so dark he couldn't see which one of us was the horse and which one was. I never forgave him for not getting that picture right.
So celebrity horse opening something, and you were there. Before we go and play this first record, Pilates, am I right in saying it's more of a way of life than just a fitness regime?
Well, it is, because it's basically, Joseph Pilates said, one of his quotes was, the mind controls the body, which of course it does. And he taught deep breathing and literally sort of put the two together. The physical bit and the mental bit was just as important.
And, of course, Joseph Pilates started it all here on our Isle of Man.
Absolutely, at Knock Alo, yes. The very interesting thing now about there's an absolutely fantastic statue in the gardens at Peel Cathedral, and it's intertwined with Pilates, things that Pilates did, and with Archibald Knox. And if anybody happens to be near Peel Cathedral, go in and have a look at it. It's brilliant.
Well, we will. But I want to take you back to that on-screen appearance before you saw him live. Your first heartthrob, Frank Sinatra. And what track are we going to have?
Tender Trap.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap. Those eyes, those sighs, they're part of the tender trap. You're hand in hand beneath the trees, and soon there's music in the breeze. You're acting kind of smart until your heart just goes whap. Those trees, that breeze, they're part of the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice. The folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. You're hooked, you're cooked, you're caught in the tender trap. Some starry night, when her kisses make you tingle, she'll hold you tight, and you'll hate yourself for being single. And all at once it seems so nice, the folks are throwing shoes and rice. You hurry to a spot that's just a dot on the map. And then you wonder how it all came about. It's too late now, there's no getting out. You fell in love, and love is the tender trap.
All this week, my guest on My Tunes is going to tell us how to keep young and beautiful, because she's managed it for quite a few years. Mo, you said you didn't mind telling me how old you are. How old are you?
Well, I was born in 1938, so I think that makes me 82, but I'm not quite sure because I tried to dismiss it completely.
Unbelievable. No, truly unbelievable. And Pilates has been at the heart of your fitness and your whole way of life for a long time.
For over 21 years now.
Yeah. And you commend it to anyone.
Well, yes, I do teach it quite a lot,
yeah,
and,
I know you
and that keeps me young as well.
So not only doing it, but teaching it. We'll talk a lot more about Pilates this week, but I want to go on to when you first left the Isle of Man, moved over to London, 1956, we thought.
Apparently, that's what my friend told me, yeah.
I love that. What was the driver to get you to London?
We just wanted to go to London.
Yeah.
I remember being in one of the classrooms in school, and everybody said, oh, well, we're going to Liverpool, we're going to Manchester. And my friend and I said, yes, but we're going to London, which we did.
Whereabouts did you set up?
We managed to find a tiny bedsit in Leinster Square, which is in Bayswater in London.
Little bedsit.
Very little bedsit, because that's all we could afford. It was £4 a week, and so that was £2 each, which was, you know, quite a lot of money.
And what were you doing there?
Well, she managed to get a job in a hotel, and I did a bit of modelling for a start, which I don't know how I managed to get into it, but I was very lucky to do so. And then I went to work for Joe Lyons as a catering manager. So I did a complete catering course with Joe Lyons, which was a tremendous training.
Joe Lyons, Corner House fame.
That's right, the Corner House fame, yeah.
Absolutely. So life in London, you know, when you think about it now, two girls heading out from the Isle of Man to London, they could never afford a place in Bayswater today.
Absolutely. We were only 17 when we left as well.
What an adventure. What an adventure. So there you are in London, yeah, in the West End nearly. And
it's near as damn it, yeah.
Yeah, just a stone's throw up the road. And you could go to all the concerts. They were more affordable. And a little bird has told me you got to see the Beatles at the Odeon.
We did indeed, which was very lucky. It was my friend and I who we went, and her brother was Charlie Webster, who worked at Manx Radio, and Freddie and the Dreamers. He left his fishing tackle with Charlie, and Charlie gave it to us to take it to him and said, if you want to, you know, if you do it personally, you'll be able to meet the Beatles. And we nearly got to the door when we were stopped by the police.
Oh.
So we had to hand it over.
You know. You saw the concert.
Oh, we saw the concert, yes, yeah, absolutely.
But you never got to meet them properly.
Not meet them properly. As near as damn it, you know.
Were the girls screaming so loud you could hardly hear the band?
You couldn't hear them at all.
Really?
No, not hardly. You could not hear them at all. It was, in a way, a waste of time because you could see them, but you couldn't hear them.
It was that noisy.
It was that noisy, yeah.
And were you making a noise as well? I want to know.
No, I don't think so. I don't think we we just wanted to listen, but we couldn't hear them anyway, so.
I bet there was a bit of screaming.
I suppose we must have done
it. I hope so. Let's have another tune. Now, we're not going to have the Beatles, but we're going to have something by Leonard Cohen. Tell me about Leonard Cohen.
Well, I was reminded by one of my friends. I've been supported in this interview with two of my very best friends who had known me all my life, one of which I went away with and one who was Charlie's sister. I spoke to both of them and they reminded me of all sorts of, you know, things that I'd done which I don't know quite what I've done without them. They've been really helpful.
Researchers of quality. And they steered you towards Leonard Cohen.
Well, my friend said to me, you were always playing at one stage in your life, wherever it was I lived. I know exactly where I lived. And she said, you were playing Leonard Cohen all the time. And I said, oh, was I? I can't remember that. And she said, well, you were. So get a Leonard Cohen on there.
Well, we will.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say that to you. She said that to me. Just get a Leonard Cohen on there.
I will now. Just get a Leonard Cohen on, Tylee. Here he is.
Suzanne takes you down to her place near the river. You can hear the boats go by, you can spend the night beside her, and you know that she's half crazy, but that's why you wanna be there. And she feeds you tea and oranges that come all the way from China, and just when you mean to tell her that you have no love to give her, then she gets you her wavelength, and she lets the river answer that you've always been her lover. And you want to travel with her, and you want to travel blind, and you know that she will trust you, for you've touched her perfect body with your mind. Jesus was a sailor when he walked upon the water, and he spent a long time watching from his lonely wooden tower. And when he knew for certain only drowning men could see him, he said, all men will be sailors then until the sea shall free them. But he himself was broken long before the sky would open. Forsaken, almost human, he sank beneath your wisdom like a stone. And you want to travel with him, and you want to travel blind, and trust him, for he's touched your perfect body with his mind. Now Suzanne takes your hand and she leads you to the river. She is wearing rags and feathers from Salvation Army counter, and the sun pours down like honey. Our Lady of the Harbor, and she shows you where to look among the garbage and the flowers. There are heroes in the seaweed, there are children in the morning, they are leaning out for love, and they will lean that way forever while Suzanne holds the mirror. Travel with her,
and you want to travel blind, and you know you can trust her, for she's touched your perfect body with her mind.
Second My Tunes of 2021, and my guest all this week is Mo Shering. Mo, we're still in London. We were in London yesterday and we're in London today, and we're going to talk a little bit about a rather exotic trip to America shortly, which I've been tipped off about. But before we do that, can we talk about your appearance as Lady Godiva? How did all this come about?
Well, it was very embarrassing, really, for my children, because it was the headmaster of the school who asked me if I would open the local fete as Lady Godiva. And a friend of mine said, how are you going to do that? You can't ride that stroppy mare of yours without any clothes on. And so she said, you'll have to ride side saddle. And so she lent me a side saddle, and that's how side saddle started.
Ah, so you got into side saddle through that?
Through Lady Godiva.
So what were you wearing, dare I ask?
Yes, it was a body stocking and three blonde wigs.
Three of them?
Two around my ears.
Yeah.
On my head.
And this was for a school affair?
Yes, and I have got a picture of home at home with me, had been taken by the paper, and my son, who was about this big, like this.
Oh, looking away.
It was like, oh no, not mum, my mum.
What have you done?
Yes.
It reminds me of an episode of Dad's Army, but we were all with the Lady Godiva. Now, before we get anywhere near our next choice of music, how did this trip to New York that we're about to hear come about?
Well, Paul Nicholas, I knew his father, and Paul was going to be Jesus Christ Superstar on the first night in Broadway, and Oscar was going in on a private jet with Tim Rice and Lord...
Andrew Lloyd Webber,
Andrew Lloyd Webber,
he wasn't Lord then. You were going to call him Andy then. No. He wouldn't have minded.
And so I went on a private jet with them, and we stayed in... I can't remember the hotel, but it was the big one.
It wouldn't be shabby, would it?
No, it wasn't. It was.
Plaza? Could it be the Plaza?
Thank you. That's the one. And then night we all walked down Broadway, and it was actually quite interesting, in as much that it was quite an experience, because there were people with barriers holding the crowd back and allowing us to go through. So we were very important.
That is a wonderful story. So you flew out of London, private jet, to New York. Paul Nicholas, I think he'd already done it in London.
He had.
Yeah.
Yes, he had.
Then he opened the Broadway show.
Oh,
talk about connections, Mo. Talk about connections.
Well, they're all in the past, of course.
Well, I don't know. We'll have to give Andrew Lloyd Webber, Lord Webber, a little ring. Another private jet for Mo Shering, please, Lord Webber. Tell me about this side saddle. So going back to this appearance as Lady Godiva, you got into riding side saddle.
Oh, that's how I got into it. A friend of mine had a side saddle, and she said, you can't ride that stroppy mare on your own as Lady Godiva. You'll fall off. So borrow my side saddle and I'll show you how to ride.
And this became something you were involved in?
Yes, then I taught side saddle. Actually, I taught a few people when I came back to the Isle of Man, actually.
Amazing.
Linda Christian, actually.
Okay. Well, let's have Memories of London to New York on a Private Jet. Jesus Christ Superstar.
Don't get me wrong. Only wanna know. Only wanna know. 'cause you're where it's at, it's here where you are. Could Muhammad move a mountain, or was that just PR? Did you mean to die like that? Was that a mistake? Or did you know your message then would be a record breaker?
Final My Tunes of the Week with my wonderful guest, Mo Schering. Just before we leave London and get you back into the Isle of Man, because you returned in the early 80s. It was at some stage in London where the Pilates really sort of came about. And could you talk us through that?
Well, I had a relationship breakup and I decided I didn't really want to do anything else with horses. So I decided to go to a fitness centre in Covent Garden, and course director was an American woman. And so when I heard, this was the mind-body things that she taught, and when I heard about Pilates, I thought that's the way I want to go.
When you first started, did you know about the history here on the Isle of Man?
No,
you didn't?
Not at all, no. It was quite interesting to find the history at Nocalo.
So then you get back here in the 80s, and Pilates is centre of your life?
Well, yeah, nobody had heard of it when I first got back. People used to call it Pilates.
Yeah, well, I suppose so, yeah.
Yeah, it was a kind of education, really, for me. I wanted to pass it on to as many people as I could.
I've done it. In fact, I took part in the anniversary mass thing at Nocalo, which was an amazing event. Can you briefly outline the benefits to mind and body that Pilates brings?
Well, it's a control bit. I mean, you control your mind. Joseph Blotti said the mind controls the body, which of course it does. You're taught how to breathe correctly, which is always a good thing, you know, and that gets the air into your brain as well. The biggest thing I think about Pilates is it teaches you posture. And when your posture is correct, you...
I'm sitting up here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sitting up straight now. I was slumped earlier.
Your posture is correct. Your core muscles work. And when the core muscles work, then hopefully then everything is in alignment. And that's how it works. Basically, that's the sort of the great thing about Pilates. You're aware of what you're doing. It's awareness. I've often said that if you're aware of what you do in Pilates, then everything else follows. But it's awareness is one of the big words, I think.
Well, we mentioned earlier on, you're 82, which is in itself remarkable. Are you teaching people the same age, younger or even older? In your line of work now?
I haven't got many people older, but I've certainly got a lot of people younger.
Yeah.
And men. I've got my own studio, so I have a mixture of four men on a Monday evening, and they've been coming for 11 years on a Monday night.
Brilliant. Well, you are an absolute diamond example of the benefits of Pilates. Seriously, you are. And I can't wait to see that picture of Lady Godiva, by the way. We're going to have to get that somehow onto the Manx Radio Facebook page. So you came back to the Isle of Man, and you've been here pretty much, with a few trips, but here ever since.
Yeah.
And that's going to lead us into our last track of the week.
Oh, I must say, have I said I've got 2 children and 7 grandchildren?
You have now. 7 grandchildren.
7 grandchildren, yeah. My son's got 3 boys, 2 of which are twins, and my daughter has got 2 girls and 2, well, they're all adults now, of course.
Are they spread around the world or are they here?
No, they're all in London, or, you know, in the south anyway.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to see.
Oh, and I'm going to become a great-grandmother in March.
Oh, well, then even more reason to get through this wretched period and out the other side so you can see.
So I can go see, yes.
Yeah, I do hope so.
March the 4th, apparently.
Oh, good luck. Good luck. That's glorious, glorious news. Final track then. We're back in the Isle of Man. We've got the Bee Gees. It's a bit of a classic.
Absolutely, yes. I love it anyway, and I think it, if I had to take it with me, it would be really nice to take me home.
Perfect. Mo, thank you.
It's a pleasure. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you for asking me.
Bee Gees, Ellen Vannin. Mo Shearing, it's been a delight.
Thank you very much.
When the summer day is over, it's busy cares have flown, I will sit beneath the starlight with a weary heart alone. Then it rises. Green hills by the sea. Let me hear the ocean murmur. Let me watch your stars.
What a beautiful way to end a week of My Tunes with my very special guest, Mo Shearing. I'm Mark Tiley. Keep coming back here to manxradio.com for more podcasts popping up all the time. And don't forget to join me on the Shore Morning Show, Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 12.